弟兄姊妹们好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我今天很开心能够在这里跟弟兄姊妹聚会。
Today I'm really happy to have fellowship with you guys here today.
在过去因为每个礼拜天早上都有英语聚会，所以我就不能够来参加大家的聚会。
Because every Sunday we have English meeting in Auburn, so normally I can't come here.
而且我今天早上进来的时候，看见很多弟兄姊妹们在会前祷告。
And this morning when I came, I saw lots of brothers and sisters gathered over there praying.
我心里很开心。
In my heart, I was really happy.
因为神是听祷告的神。
Because God is a God who hears prayers.
所以，我相信我们这样祷告，神是真的会赐下他丰富的同在。
So I believe that when we pray in this way, God will answer.
越过我们的限制。
And bless us.
超过我们的限制。
Surpass our problems.
我其实有一点花粉症，所以呢，你可能会听到我有点咳嗽。
Truth be told, I'm a little bit ill, but you might hear some coughing.
但是几天前我已经去验那个新冠病毒的测试。
He's already gone and got COVID tested.
所以我是没事的。
He's fine.
所以你看见我有点咳嗽，不用担心。
So don't worry if I cough.
但是神会帮助我们，给我们都有足够的健康来讲，来听。
But God will give me the strength and health needed to preach and for you guys to hear.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，感谢你的恩典跟慈爱。
Lord, we thank you for your grace and love.
我们今天能够有气息，有能够仍旧有生命来气息，能够来在你跟人聚集，真的是你的恩典。
Today we can have life to gather together before you. This is your grace.
我们感恩，我们也相信你在我们中间。
Lord, we're grateful and we believe you're here in our presence.
我们求主，当我们来看你的话的时候。
Lord, we ask that when we read your word.
我们求你点活你的话。
Oh Lord, would you make your word go alight?
以致我们听见，我们就能够让你的话进到我们心里头。
So that when we hear, your word can penetrate deep into our hearts.
好叫你的话在我们身上能够结出果子。
And that your word in our lives might produce fruit.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们也把荣耀归给你。
We give you the glory.
我们特别把讲的跟翻译的都交给你。
Lord, we give you the speaker and the translator to you.
以致你的工作能够自由的成就在我们中间。
Lord, would your work freely be in action among us?
我们感谢赞美奉主耶稣得胜的名。
We thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
自从今年一月开始，靠着主的恩典。
From January this year, by God's grace.
主给我一个负担，跟大家一段一段的交通以弗所书。
God's given me the burden to preach passage by passage through Ephesians.
我早上盼望跟 Kelly View 的弟兄姊妹们集中的看以弗所书第三章第一节和十三节。
This morning I want to share with brothers and sisters here in Kelly View Ephesians chapter 3 verses 1 and verse 13.
今天的题目是做囚奴的保罗。
Today's topic is Paul, a prisoner.
以弗所书第三章第一节，因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷。
Verse 1. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles.
我们根据新约希腊原文可以把第一节更准确的直接翻译成。
More accurately, we can translate the Greek as.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣的囚奴。这个在英语就是
The English is the same.
是一样的。
Yeah, I, Paul, the prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles.
这一节告诉我们保罗两件事情。
This phrase tells us two things about Paul.
第一，保罗做了基督耶稣的囚奴。
The first thing is that Paul is a prisoner for Christ.
第二，是他为着外邦人做基督耶稣的囚奴。
The second thing is that the reason he's a prisoner is on behalf of the Gentiles.
这两件事情发生在保罗身上是有他的背景原因的。
These two things happening in Paul's life have their historical context and reason.
所以在这一节开始保罗就说因此。
And so at the beginning, Paul says, for this reason.
所以让我们先来温习或者看这个因此是因为什么呢？
So now let's look back and see what this reason is.
这个因此就是之前的第二章。
This reason is what's talked about in chapter 2.
我们了解第二章所讲的，我们就能够更了解这一节。
If we can understand chapter 2 properly, then we can understand chapter 3 verse 1.
虽然我已经以前讲过，但是我们很快的温习一下。
Even though I've talked through chapter 2 before, let's quickly go through it again.
第二章第一节到第九节讲到我们每个人从前都是死在罪恶过犯当中的。
Chapter 2 from 1 to 9 talks about us being dead in our trespasses.
神叫我们与基督一同活过来。
God has raised us up with Christ.
这都不是出于自己。
This is not of our own doing.
乃是本乎恩也因作信。
But by grace and through faith.
几个月前 Teleview还没有重开聚会之前，我就跟大家交通过了。
Before Kellyville had opened, I've talked through this before.
第二章第十节讲到我们原是神的工作。
Chapter 2 verse 10 talks about how we are God's workmanship.
工作可以翻译成杰作。
Another way of saying this is that we are God's masterpiece.
每一个真实蒙恩得救的人都是神手中宝贝奇妙的杰作。
Every single genuine Christian who believes is God's special, marvelous masterpiece.
所以如果你是一个真基督徒，无论你今天是何等的灰心。
So if you're a genuine Christian, no matter how downcast you are today,
感到如何的无助
or how hopeless,
对自己如何失望甚至是绝望
even if you are disappointed in yourself or even to the point of despair,
你都是神手中正在被制作过程中的杰作。
You are currently in God's hands where he is forming you into a masterpiece.
所以不要灰心丧志。
So do not give up hope.
神必定能够完成他在你身上的杰作。
God will definitely bring to completion the work in your life.
说得更准确一点。
Say it more precisely.
第二章第十节讲到的杰作其实是指着第一章基督的身体而讲。
The workmanship in verse 10 is actually referring to the church, the body of Christ, talked about in chapter 1.
也是指着第二章主的圣殿神的居所来说的。
It's also talking about God's temple, his spiritual house.
就是指着团体的教会来讲。
It's talking about the church as a whole.
因为这里工作这个字在新约希腊原文是单数的而不是多数的。
Because the word workmanship in Greek is singular and not plural.
不是指着众多的个别基督徒。
It's not so much talking about individual Christians by themselves.
那是指着单数的教会来讲。
They're talking about the singular whole church.
那一个宇宙性的教会是神宝贵荣耀的杰作。
This universal church is God's special work.
这样并不是说要减低你我在基督里头的价值。
This is not to devalue our individual worth in Christ.
我们可以想想看。
Think about this.
基督那个团体的教会是神这样完美宝贵的杰作。
God's church is such a wonderful and precious thing in his sight.
怎可能有任何一个基督身上的肢体不是神宝贵荣耀的杰作呢？
How can any particular member of God's church, of Christ's body, not be of great value?
当然不会。
It cannot be.
每一个神灵宫里头的活石都是经过神奇妙制作和安放在其中的。
Every single living stone in the building is carefully formed by God.
我们要为着神在教会和个人身上荣耀的杰作而赞美神。
We have to thank God for his work both in our individual lives and in the church as a whole.
第二章十一节到十八节讲到我们这些外邦人本来与基督无关的。
Chapter 2 from 11 to 18 it talks about how us Gentiles are once outside, separated from God.
在这个第二章十一节十八节里头讲到我们是在以色列国民以外的本来。
That we were once separated from the commonwealth of Israel.
在所应许的诸约上是局外人。
Strangers to the covenants of promise.
但如今呢却在基督耶稣里呢靠着他的宝血已经得亲近神。
But now in Christ Jesus we have been brought near by his blood.
并且能够与犹太人合而为一。
So with the Jews we can be one.
彼此之间的墙啊，拆毁了。
The dividing wall of hostility has been broken down.
就是因着基督的十字架。
Through Christ's cross.
叫两下归为一体，与神和好。
Making one new man in place of the two, reconciling us with God.
然后第二章十九到二十二节呢，更加讲到我们信主的外邦人，现在是神家里头的人。
And from in chapter 2, verse 19 to 22, it talks about how us Gentiles, we're now fellow citizens, we're members of the household of God.
并且要被建造成为主的圣殿。
And furthermore, that we're going to be built up into the dwelling place of God, the temple.
所以从上面我们看见整个第二章主要是讲到神在个人身上恩典的救赎。
So the whole of chapter 2 is talking about grace for the individual and building them up.
和在团体的教会上要完成他的杰作。
And also the accomplishment of the work of building the whole church together.
这都是第一章讲到神永远的旨意的延续。
This is a continuation of the eternal purpose of God talked about in chapter 1.
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose.
是来自我们这位昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
This eternal purpose of God, this God, is who was, is, and is to come, who is almighty.
在他自己里头有一个旨意。
In himself, he had this purpose.
这个旨意是关乎永恒的。
This purpose is eternal.
由于是那一位慈爱、公义、美善、圣洁的神，他自己的旨意。
This wonderful, loving, wise God, his purpose.
所以这个旨意呢，必定也是善良、纯全可喜悦的旨意。
This purpose is good and perfect.
神永远的旨意是要基督做万有之首。
God's eternal purpose is for Christ to be over all things.
并且是为着教会做万有之首。
Furthermore, it's to be over all things for the sake of the church.
所以教会在基督眼中是非常宝贵的。
So the church in God's eyes is so precious.
重要到一个地步，他要甘愿来死的。
So precious that his son would come down to die for us.
为要得着一个荣耀的教会。
In order to obtain for himself a glorious church.
神要得着一个荣耀的居所，他要得着一个家。
In order to obtain this glorious house, he has to obtain a house, a home.
他爱他的家。
He loves this home.
他要住在属他的人中间。
He wants to live among those who belong to him.
这个旨意对神来讲是非常重要的。
This purpose is so important to God.
所以他对这个旨意也是非常认真的。
So he is utterly committed to this purpose.
他在创立世界以前就立了这个，定了这个心意。
He decided on this purpose even before the foundation of the world.
也为着他这个心意也做了一个计划。
And for this purpose, he enacted a plan.
今天他就正在按照这个计划一直的工作。
Even to this day, he is still enacting this plan.
因为是神自己定义去做的。
Because God himself decided to do this.
他必定会完完全全的成功这个工作。
Without a doubt, he will bring it to completion.
神这个永远旨意不单只对神来讲是非常重要。
Not only is this eternal purpose important to God,
对我们来讲也是很重要的。
It is really important to us also.
你我的存在的价值。
Yeah, the value, your value and my value.
是在乎你我跟神这个永远计划有什么关系。
It depends on how.Our existence relates to this eternal purpose.
如果你我的存在是跟神这个永远旨意配合的话，
If our existence is in line with God's eternal purpose,
你的价值就你就有价值。
Then it is of value.
否则呢？
Or,
哪怕你在人眼中是多么的成功，
Even if you are really successful in the eyes of other people,
多么的光辉，多么的幸福。
No matter how prosperous and blessed,
你为人类社会带来多大的成就或者贡献，
even if you make a big contribution to society,
你我的存在都是毫无价值的。
Our value is nothing.
因为都要过去的。
Because it has to pass.
更不要说如果今天你我今天的存在如果正跟神这个永远旨意是相反的。
And if our existence is actually at odds with God's purpose,
你我就要存 战惊恐惧的心谦卑来到神的面前。
We should be in fear and trembling, returning to God.
求他怜悯，帮助我们悔改归向他。
Asking for his mercy to help us repent and return.
你我永恒的前途。
Our eternal destiny.
你我今天的人生意义。
Our value and meaning today.
完完全全的在乎你我跟神这个永远旨意有什么关系。
Completely depends on the relationship, our relationship with this eternal purpose of God.
并且呢，你我对这个神永远的旨意的认识。
Furthermore, our understanding of this purpose.
或者忽略，甚至误解。
Or our misunderstanding, or even ignoring of.
都会直接影响你我在地上的人生观和价值观。
Will directly affect, our approach to life.
影响你我的人际关系。
Impact the relationship we have with other people.
影响我们的夫妇关系。
Impact the relationship we have in our marriage.
我们跟儿女的关系，我们跟父母的关系。
Our relationship with our children, our relationship with our parents.
影响我们跟老板、员工、顾客的关系。
Our relationship with our bosses, colleagues, and clients.
影响我们跟主内弟兄姊妹的关系。
Our relationship with brothers and sisters within the church.
所以今天我们在地上所有的生活动作全流。
So all of the way we live, move, and have our being,
都是在乎我们对这神旨意的认识和心态。
Depends on our understanding and attitude towards God's purpose.
2000年前，因着这个神永远旨意，保罗整个人生取向都被颠覆了。
2000 years ago, because of this eternal purpose, Paul's world was turned upside down.
其中就是他在第三章第一节所说的因此。
This is the reason that is talked about in chapter 3, verse 1.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣的囚奴。
For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles.
这个因此就是保罗做囚奴的原因。
This reason is why Paul is a prisoner.
当我们继续来看这位做囚奴的保罗之前，请大家先思考两个问题。
Before we consider further Paul the prisoner,Let me ask you two things.
第一，
the first,
在你周围的人当中，你有没有认识一些囚奴？
In the people around you, do you know any prisoners?
一些被囚禁的人，
people who are held captive,
一些被捆绑的人，
people who are in bondage.
如果有，是谁呢？
If there is, who is it?
他是怎样被囚的？
How is he imprisoned?
他是为什么被囚的？
Imprisoned by what?
第二个问题。
Second question.
你自己是否一个囚奴呢？
Are you a prisoner?
你问自己，我是否是个被囚的人？
Ask yourself, am I a prisoner?
可能你不用思考就很快说我不是。
Perhaps without thinking, you say, no, I'm free.
或许你承认说我是一个囚奴。
Or perhaps you can honestly admit that you are a prisoner.
你不需要回答我，自己想想。
You don't need to answer me. Think about this yourself.
我是否一个被囚的人？
Am I a prisoner?
世界上有很多各式各样的囚奴。
In this world, there are lots of different kinds of prisoners.
你所认识的人中间有没有下面的囚奴呢？
Are the people around you prisoners of the following?
下面所讲的，你自己是不是其中的一个呢？
Or are you a prisoner of the following?
新冠病毒的囚奴、
of coronavirus
短暂被逼在家里头自我隔离的囚奴
of quarantine and isolation
或者长期的活在这个被感染的恐惧底下的囚奴
or a prisoner of the constant fear of the virus
电视剧的囚奴
a prisoner of TV shows
电脑游戏的囚奴
prisoner of computer games
手机的囚奴
of your phone
名牌奢侈品的囚奴
of fashionable luxury brands
信用卡债务的囚奴
of credit card debt
香烟的囚奴
I don't know that one cigarette. Of cigarettes
酒精的囚奴
of alcohol
毒品的囚奴
of drugs
赌博的囚奴
of gambling
色情网站的囚奴
of internet pornography
发脾气的囚奴
of temper tantrums
憎恨的囚奴
of hatred
叫你不能够饶恕人的苦毒的囚奴。
The bitterness that makes you unable to forgive.
惧怕死亡的囚奴。
You're a prisoner of the fear of death.
正如希伯来书第二章十四、十五节这样说。
In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15 says,
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要接着死，败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
又或者是罪的囚奴。
Perhaps you're a prisoner of sin.
自我中心的囚奴。
Of self-centeredness.
撒旦的囚奴。
A prisoner of Satan.
还是基督的囚奴。
Or, are you a prisoner of Christ Jesus?
保罗自己说在第一节那里说，我是基督耶稣的囚奴。
In verse 1, Paul says, I'm a prisoner for Christ Jesus.
他被基督的爱所激动激励。
He is compelled and held captive by the love of Christ.
甘心乐意地做了基督的囚奴。
Joyfully and willingly being a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
你做了谁的囚奴呢？
Who are you a prisoner of?
有人说每一个人都是囚奴。
People say everyone is a prisoner.
每一个人都在某一些东西、人、事物所捆绑囚禁的。
Every single person is held captive by something in this world.
甚至有人说，如果你今天如果不是在服侍神
，In fact, people say if today you're not serving God,
很可能你就是在有意无意的底下服侍撒旦。
You are either consciously or unconsciously serving the devil.
你是谁的囚奴？
Who are you a prisoner of?
你如果不是基督的囚奴，你是谁的囚奴？
If you're not the prisoner of Christ Jesus, who are you a prisoner of?
是否撒旦的囚奴呢？
Satan?
你今天是否基督耶稣的囚奴呢？
Or do you want to be a prisoner of Christ Jesus?
事实上，保罗当时因着犹太人对他的憎恨和逼迫而做了罗马皇帝该杀的囚奴。
Historically speaking, Paul is a prisoner of the Romans because of the hatred the Jews had for him.
如果他只是看见自己这个身份，
He was only looking at this reason of him being a prisoner.
他就很可能心中是充满着苦毒和憎恨。
He would easily have a heart full of anger and hatred.
充满愤怒的。
Full of bitterness.
惧怕和绝望。
Of fear and hopelessness.
成为一个苦毒的囚奴。
Become a prisoner of bitterness.
一个不能饶恕的囚奴。
A prisoner of unforgiveness.
憎恨的囚奴。
Of hatred.
愤怒的囚奴。
Anger.
惧怕的囚奴。
Of fear.
绝望的囚奴。
Of hopelessness.
但是感谢赞美主，保罗没有做以上的囚奴。
But thanks be to God, Paul was not a prisoner of those things.
他清楚地知道，如果爱他的主耶稣几时认为继续叫他被囚禁在罗马会对保罗不再有任何的好处的话呢？
He knew that if the Jesus who loves him did not see any good for him through this, then he would not allow this to happen.
主耶稣就不会让他继续被囚禁，会立刻叫他被释放。
The Lord Jesus would not allow this to continue any longer, and he would be set free immediately.
因为他知道一切都有神主权的管理。
Because he knew that God was sovereign over all things.
因此他心中仍旧保持平安。
So that in his heart he was able to have peace.
这个平安甚至能够叫他面对他的仇敌，慈爱，恩典给他们。
This peace was so great that he was able to have love and grace towards those who were his enemies.
另一方面，他也看见自己做囚奴是为着外邦人的好处的。
And he was able to see that the reason why he was a prisoner was for the good of the Gentiles.
这个积极的意义和价值呢，帮助他能够刚强地面对难处。
This purpose and meaning was able to help him confront his difficulties.
所以三章一节他说，因此 我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的。
So in verse 1, Paul says that he is a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles.
意思是说，虽然我保罗今天在罗马表面上是做该杀的囚奴，
The meaning being that even though currently he's a prisoner of the Romans,
其实我是耶稣基督的囚奴，
But actually, I'm a prisoner for Christ Jesus.
然后他在三章二节到十二节就讲到基督的奥秘。
And from verse 2 to 12, he then goes on to talk about the mystery of Christ.
这一段是在括弧里头加进去的话。
This is a bit of a bracketed insert.
因为时间关系，我们以后再来看。
Because of time constraints, we'll return to this later.
现在今天我要来到十三节。
Today we'll come to verse 13.
他说：“所以我求你们，不要因我为你们所受的患难上当，这原是你们的荣耀。”
Paul says, "So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory."
保罗的意思是这样说。
Paul's meaning is this.
你们以弗所的信徒不要上当。
New believers in Ephesus, do not lose heart.
不要因为我的患难捆锁惧怕而惧怕上当。
Do not lose heart out of fear for my suffering and my captivity.
因为我这个患难是为着基督的奥秘的。
Because my suffering is for the mystery of Christ.
是为着神荣耀的永远旨意的。
Because it is for the eternal purpose of God.
是为着叫你们成为属神并且他所宝贵的子民的。
So that you might belong to Christ and be his precious people.
成为神家里头的人。
To become members of God's household.
是为着成就神荣耀的圣殿的工程。
It's for the purpose of the construction of God's glorious house.
为着神荣耀灵工的杰作。
To bring God's work to completion.
所以当你们看到我保罗所遭遇的患难的时候，
So when you see the suffering that I, Paul, am undergoing,
不要上当，
Do not lose heart.
反而更加要引以为荣，
Rather, you should be giving glory.
Take pride.
因
为这个患难正在说明你们荣耀的身份和前途。
Because suffering is for your glory and destiny.
我的患难本身就是你们的荣耀。
My suffering is your glory.
愿意保罗对他所受的捆绑的态度成为我们面对自己困难的一个的鼓励。
Would that Paul's attitude to suffering be our strength to face difficulty?
你今天是在做什么的囚奴呢？
Today, who are you a prisoner of?
整夜不停哭闹的不讲道理的宝宝的囚奴。
Are you a prisoner of the baby that cries unceasingly and without reason?
患有一个老人痴呆的不讲道理的父母的囚奴。
Or of your parents who, because of dementia, are irrational now?
一个很难相处的丈夫的囚奴。
A really difficult husband?
一个很难相处妻子的囚奴。
A prisoner of a really difficult wife?
很难对付老板的囚奴。
A really harsh boss?
有一个沉重房贷的囚奴。
Are you a prisoner of a heavy mortgage?
一个患病身体的囚奴。
Are you a prisoner of an ailing sick body?
纵然各式各样的捆绑，但是我们无需惧怕。
Even though there are so many difficulties, we don't need to fear.
只要今天你我身处的这个困境，不是由于自己的愚昧，或者悖逆神所带来的。
As long as our current difficulty is not of our own making or because of our rebellion to God,
而是出于主的，
but if it's from the Lord,
我们就不需要惧怕，
we do not need to fear,
乃是去信靠，
we just need to trust.
因为如果主不能够借着这个困境带给我们或者教会有任何的好处的话呢？
Because if the Lord is not able to bring good to us or to our church through this difficulty,
他就不会容让这个困境出现或者继续下去。
He will not allow it to have occurred in the first place or to continue.
甚至今天的难处是由于你我昨天的愚昧或者悖逆所选择带来的。
Even if today's difficulty is because of yesterday's making and yesterday's rebellion.
我们都可以今天立刻的认罪悔改。
we can still immediately repent and return today.
靠主的宝血再次归向给神。
Trusting in the Lord's blood to return to God.
把难处完完全全地交托给神来管理。
To completely hand over our difficulty to God to deal with.
所以无论我们今天难处事的成因是什么。
So no matter why our current difficulty is occurring.
只要我们愿意与神合作。
As long as we're willing to co-work with God.
学习受教导。
Willing to learn to be disciplined.
受管教和训练。
To be trained.
神都能够在我们困境当中开一条出路的。
God is able to open up a way through our current situation.
叫我们从当中成长。
To help us to grow and mature.
如果我们不因患难上当。
If we do not lose heart.
神是可以借着患难把我们改变更像主耶稣的。
God is able to use the difficulty to make us more like Christ.
成为一块块的何时建造成灵宫的活石
？To make us proper living stones that fit with the right dimensions.
每一个难处都可以成为神在我们身上建造的工作。
Each difficulty can be the work of God in our lives.
成为神荣耀圣殿建造的一部分。
To be a portion of the glorious spiritual building that the Lord is building.
所以为着他所爱所要经营的教会。
So for the sake of the precious church that he loves,
为着你我能够更多能够改变像主
would that we can be more like Christ?
为着预备你我成为他满意的活石
in order to make us living stones that he is satisfied with,
好让神的家能够被建立，神自己能够安居在其中。
Yeah, with the house, the spiritual house of God be built so that God himself can dwell inside.
当你在面对你那个很麻烦的宝宝的时候
When you're facing your really difficult baby,
很麻烦但是有需要的年老父母的时候
your difficult but in need parents,
面对你很难相处的丈夫或者妻子的时候
or your wife and husband who is really difficult to relate to,
面对苛刻的老板
Or with your harsh boss,
或者身体的疾病
or your ailing body,
你不一定要把他们看成是你的捆绑
You shouldn't see yourself as a prisoner of them.
把自己看成他们的奴仆
or to see yourself as a prisoner.
反而把他们看为神在你身上要把你炼净的工具
Rather, see it as an instrument that the Lord can use in your life.
把基督的性情组织在你们身上
to carve out the image of Christ inside you
把自己看成是基督耶稣的囚奴
to see yourself as a prisoner for Christ Jesus
是爱是他爱的俘虏
to be someone who is compelled by the love of Christ
信靠他安息于他
trust him
安息于他
and have peace rest in him
知道自己是在神慈爱稳妥的半背之中。
Know that you're in the embrace of God.
17世纪 Sir Christopher Wren 爵士
So in the 17th century, there was an architect, Sir Christopher Wren.
他是英国有史以来其中一个最伟大的建筑师。
One of the greatest architects ever from England.
他也是一个解剖学家。
He is also an anatomist.
天文学家。
An astronomer.
数学家和物理学家
mathematician and physicist.
当英国伦敦的圣保罗大教堂在166年被大火烧毁的时候之后
In 1666, when the Great St. Paul's Cathedral was burnt down in the Great Fire of London,
是 Christopher Wren 爵士负责把它重新的设计和建造的。
So Christopher Wren was commissioned to redesign and rebuild St. Paul's Cathedral.
有一个故事讲到 Christopher Wren 有一天到了工地巡游视察的工程。
There's a story that goes that one day Sir Christopher Wren was visiting the construction site to survey the construction.
他看见一个人正在工作。
He saw a worker.
他就问他你在做什么
？He said to the worker, "What are you doing?"
工人就回答说我正在把砖头切成所要求的形状和大小。
The worker said, I'm cutting the stone in the right dimensions that was requested of me.
他又再问第二个工人
And then he saw another worker and asked him,
你现在做什么？
What are you doing?
工人回答说，我正在努力的工作去多多的赚钱。
The second worker said, I'm working hard to earn a wage.
Christopher Wren 看到第三个工人，又问他同样的问题。
Christopher Wren saw a third worker and asked him the same question.
你现在是做什么？
What are you doing at the moment?
工人停了一下。
The worker paused.
停了一下以后他就站起来了。
After pausing, he stood up,
挺直他的腰,
straightening his back,
很恭敬自豪地说,
with pride and reverentially, he said,
我现在是替 Christopher Wren 爵士来建造这一个我们的圣保罗大教堂。
He said, I'm helping the great Sir Christopher Wren build our great St. Paul's Cathedral.
我们今天的生活和工作,
our work and living today,
远比这三个盖圣保罗大教堂的工人更重要，更有价值。
Is of a lot more value than these three workers who are building the cathedral.
因为我们的工程师主耶稣比起 Christopher Wren 爵士更尊贵和伟大。
Because our master builder Jesus Christ is much greater than Sir Christopher Wren.
他要建造的工程比起圣保罗大教堂更荣耀美丽。
And the project that he is working on is far more beautiful than St. Paul's Cathedral.
虽然表面上我们在地上的生活跟别人没有两样，
Even if day to day our life looks the same as other people，
我们跟世界上的人的一样的劳动，
We still move the same way，
我们一起的吃喝睡觉，
We still eat and drink and sleep the same way。
在这个罪恶破损的世界，仍旧面对许多的苦难，
In this broken world we face suffering。
但是我们却是有一个更高的目的和意义的。
But we have a higher purpose and goal.
神为着他永远的旨意，既然呼召我们参与他这个伟大的建造。
God has invited us to be part of his grand project.
就让我们回应神的呼召。
Let us respond to this invitation.
把自己摆上，投身在这个有永恒价值、荣耀的工程里头。
To put ourselves up, offer ourselves up and throw ourselves into this great project.
保罗说，所以我求你们不要因我为你们所受的患难上胆，这原是你们的荣耀。
Paul says, I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering for you, which is your glory.
我们也可以说，所以我们不需要因自己所受的患难上胆，这原是我们的荣耀。
Hence, we can also say, we should not lose heart over what we're suffering, because this is our glory.
我们可以为着求神的国和他的义而受患难。
Because of God's eternal purpose, we are able to face suffering.
我们可以因此引以为荣的。
We can see this is our glory.
所以让我们都把自己完全的交给这位传智、传能、传爱的工程师。
So let us give ourselves to this all-wise, all-powerful, and all-loving master builder.
好叫他能够把我们一个一个的制作在他荣耀的教会里头。
So he can put each and every one of us individually into our spot inside the construction.
让主耶稣能够自由的编写我们生命的故事。
So that the Lord Jesus is able to freely write the story of our lives.
把这些的故事合并在他所爱的教会那个荣耀的故事里头。
To put us together into the overall story of his eternal purpose.
如果我们想靠自己去编写自己的生命故事的话，
If we try and write our own life story with our own strength,
你我的故事将会是个充满可怜遗憾的故事。
Our story will be one full of sadness and regret.
极其量是一个一声叹息的故事。
At best, the story that is just a sigh.
但是如果你我让这位美丽慈爱的主来编写我们生命的故事，
But if we entrust ourselves to the loving and wise God to write our story,
你我的生命就能够变成一个美丽的诗章。
Our story will be able to be written into a beautiful poem.
叫神荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
So that God's glory is, to the praise of God's glory.
愿主的话向我们说话。
With that, God's word speaks to you.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你爱我们爱到一个地步，甚至愿意我们死在十字架上。
You loved us to the degree that you were willing to die on the cross for us.
你爱你的教会到一个地步，你这样一直的、很久忍耐的来工作。
You loved the church to such a degree that you're willing to painstakingly make this church.
我们求你帮助我们也学习爱你的教会。
We beg you to help us to love this church.
看见你的心意的荣耀。
To see the glory of your desire.
看见你在我们身上要做的工作的荣耀。
To see the glory of your work in our lives.
以致我们能够把自己完全的交给你。
So that we're able to completely entrust ourselves to you.
能够学习做你爱的囚奴。
To learn to be a prisoner and captive of your love.
好叫我们能够把荣耀都归给你。
So that we can give you all the glory.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贝的名。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.